How to retain mindfulness in a distracting environment once we go back home. Okay, here's something that I learned from a monk friend of mine, and I really, really liked it. Now, I haven't seen all that many houses of people here in Malaysia, but when I go back to Canada, it is usually the case that whenever I visit family and friends anyway, most of them are not Buddhist, their houses tend to be pretty cluttered with objects, okay? And I've found that, like, the more cluttered one's space is, the more kind of mentally, I don't know what, distracting it'll be. There's sort of a busyness of the mind which goes along with the clutter. So I would suggest, do this if you like. Every day, see if you can get rid of one thing. Okay? So, like, the goal every day, you know, you do your normal routine, of course, but as you pass through your day, always kind of be on the lookout. Is there any one thing I don't need anymore that I could certainly get rid of? You know, maybe I could give it away as a gift or just throw it away or sell it or something. And always be kind of like, it slowly moves in the direction of simplifying things. And it really helps to get clear what the essential things are in one's life. And usually there'll be some easy thing to get rid of, and it's not even painful, you know? This book on my table. Okay, well, I read you a sutta. Ah, I can take this book back now, at lunch to the, to where I got it from. There, that's the easy thing to remove. I'm done with it. So, I would say see if you can get rid of one object a day. And, as the weeks and months go by, it actually gets better and better, I say. Every once in a while, if I move from one monastery to another, I always have to get rid of several objects just to pack my stuff. And, you know, monks have very minimal possessions. And, I found that one did wonders to, bring more simplicity to my life. And it's not that painful to get rid of one thing in a day. Yeah, there's always something you discover where, you don't really need that in your life anymore. Something.